But does that mean...
Refer to it as that.
What is hominy grits?
Well, it's still grits.
It's
but
grits.
They call
okay.
it hominy. That's
okay,
just
got it.
My word of expression.
Yeah, that's...
Don't want no grits, want some hominy grits. Same thing.
You might say the two kinds of bread, there's homemade bread or there's the kind you buy at the store. That's...
From the bakery.
That's called... What kind of bread?
Loaf bread.
All right, good enough. And then there's, what's the stuff you put in bread to make it rise?
Bacon? I mean, yeah.
It's not baking...
bacon.
Not baking powder or soda, but it's the stuff that comes
yeast.
In... Pardon?
Yeast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the round things with a hole in the middle that are sweet?
Donuts.
Okay. And then the stuff, well, you had a waffle tonight with the things that are similar to waffles that you fry several of.
Hot cake.
Pardon?
Hot cake.
Okay, any other name for those?
Pancakes.
Anything else?
Wheat cakes.
Okay.
Is
hot cake the ordinary?
Flapjacks.
Is hot cake the usual term here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And flapjacks. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for one made out of cornmeal?
Fried patties, cornbread patties.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you call them?
And if you...
And that's good. So you put it in the oven and cook it, just fry it. Mm-hmm. You don't put the pan on fried, but you know, you cook it in the pan.
Mm-hmm. If you went to the store to buy flour, you might, you know, talking about the weight, you might say, I bought 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside part of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
And what color is it?
White. Yolk yellow, I mean.
Okay. Yeah. And if you cooked eggs...
Most of them.
If you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. And if you cracked them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water, that's...
What is it? What do you call it?
Poached.
My goodness.
Poached.
Huh?
Poached.
Poached egg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I like poached egg.
Now, fat salt pork. Earlier you said white meat, which I think that's what you meant by it, wasn't it? Fat salt pork?
Yeah.
Is there another name for that?
I thought it was regular white meat.
What if it had a lot of lean in it?
No lean, call it bacon.
Okay.
Sow belly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
really,
that's
what
they refer
to. Now, they use that here. If you ain't got any streaks of lean in your eyes, I don't know, sow belly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's considered salt pork, right?
Okay. And what was the kind of meat that you had with your waffle tonight?
Pork.
Well, pork
salt.
What?
Sausage.
Okay. And who is the man that cuts and sells meat?
The butcher.
Yep. And if the meat had been kept too long, you would say it has...
Spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce meat.
Yes. Any other name for that?
Yeah, but I can't think of it.
Press meat?
Huh?
Press
meat. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, press meat, sauce meat, same thing.
Would you normally say souse meat? Is that
souse meat in this part of the country?
Okay. And what
that's
do you call
a southern expression?
What would you call a dish made from cooking and grinding up and cooking hog liver?
What would you call a dish?
If you make anything out of the hog liver.
Well, I don't like it salt liver.
Hmm.
What would I call the dish?
If you may not do anything with it, so.
Well, I'll eat. Beef liver, I don't know no pork liver.
How about hog blood? Do you use that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever know, do you ever have you ever heard of anything made from the? I think it's made from souse meat and then it's mixed with cornmeal and sliced and fried.
Don't believe that.
Does scrapple mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never heard of.
That's
spell it.
S C R A P P L E. It's a northern term, but I think they know it in Tennessee. Okay. I don't think it's an Alabama term. And if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say it was